Today we begin the first day of seven in the beginning and preparation for the rededication of America that will be 250 years old. The Rededicate 250 invites all Americans to come together in prayer and worship ahead of the nation's 250th birthday. So on Sunday, May 17th, the National Mall will be the scene of a historic gathering as Americans of every background across the country prepare for the nation's 250th birthday with scripture, testimony, prayer, worship, and the rededication of our country as one nation under God. From morning fellowship in front of the U.S. Capitol to an evening filled with music anchored at the main stage on 12th Street, Rededicate 250 will be rooted in giving thanks for God's presence in our national life throughout 250 years of American history and asking for his guidance for the next 250. We have links for you to look at more about the Rededicate 250 and all the resources that they have for schools and Freedom Truck and Mobile Museum about the country, and a whole bunch of celebrations between now and July 4th. And the Intercessors for America we have linked as well, which we'll be praying each prayer one a day for the 7 days. And then also praying for that day specifically. So we lift up this day to rededicate the United States of America back to God. We thank you, Father, for the miracle that it is the United States of America. We pray for unity. We pray for united. We thank you that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in their midst. We pray for protection. We pray for safety. We pray Psalm 91 over the entire event from start to finish, from before and after. Just like that guy got in and almost assassinated some of the elected leaders, including the president, and got into that hotel days before, we pray that the days or weeks before, God, that no one will be able to get near this place. There will be a hedge of protection around every avenue, every city, every location. Over all the technical, we pray for favor, good weather. We thank you, God, that you are the great I am, and you are the one that controls the world's events, according to Daniel. So America's very beginnings were forged from miracle after miracle, from the founding of our nation through a covenant with the Almighty to our prayer-soaked founding documents to seeing God's deliverance in the Revolutionary War. Our nation was birthed through a miracle. We recount these divine encounters and give thanks for our miraculous beginnings. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom you have chosen as your heritage. Psalm 33, verse 12. We thank you and rededicate the United States of America to you, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.